voting situation is among the journalists and the media houses. We went out to establish whether the journalists in this country were skilled in reporting nutrition issues. The reason we did this is that we had earlier had some basic discussions with media personnel in different parts of Uganda. And from the responses, we had come to the thinking that there could be need for further deepening the skilling and equipping of journalists so that they can then give the due attention, they can then give the due profile, they can then give the due prominence that nutrition should have in the development discourse, particularly that goes on in the media. And so we set out to do now a more scientific assessment through a survey. We established that about 93% of the journalists who responded to a survey from the different media houses and the different parts of the country are interested in acquiring skills in nutrition reporting. We also established that on average, most of the media houses have just one nutrition-related report in a month. So nutrition reporting in the Ugandan media is very, very low. We also found that even where the reporting was done, there was very little prominence that the nutrition reports would take the backstage. So while it is very little, it is also not prominent when it does happen. We also found that the pattern of the media is, we have the majority of platform in Uganda being radio. And we also found that therefore, most of the reports were coming out of radio, even when they were trickling in and there were very few. But like all the other media outlets, the magazines, the televisions, the blogs, the online newsletters, the journalists in all these media houses had almost no training in nutrition reporting. We found that it was just about 10% of the journalists who responded to our survey who had some training in nutrition reporting. And these, the largest forums for the training was either a workshop or a seminar. So again, when you assess the nature of information or skilling that is given to people in these seminars or workshops, very short time, very loaded, and not that focused for training, then it tells you that the skills related to nutrition reporting in this country are still very inadequate. And therefore, the recommendations that we found was that we need, as people who are interested in development, people who are interested in good health, people who are interested in the better lives of women and children, to invest in ensuring that we have packages of information that have been made more digestible, that have been made easier to understand, that should be regularly supplied to the media. That we should get the statistics, which are available, by the way, in most of the national and other reports that relate to nutrition and development, that we should them collect, we should collate them, we should gather them together and be able to easily avail them to the journalists. That we should integrate some module in the journalism curriculum in all the institutions of journalism training. That nutrition is such an important issue that nutrition reporting should find space in the curriculum that is taught to journalists at whatever level it is. We also found that because the media managers and the people who are in charge of editorial work give very little attention to nutrition stories, these stories therefore don't come out even when they are written. So we have a lot of work to do to sensitize, to lobby, and to advocate to the media managers.